This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. On this Thanksgiving Day, your attitude of gratitude. You tell us what you're thankful for. But first, we have a special holiday treat for you, the band Soulfej. Soulfej offers an eclectic mix of funk, reggae, hip-hop, and highlife with a positive message and deep connection with the band's African roots. Derek N. Ashang, or DNA, is the founder of and leader of Soulfej. He started the group with some other Harvard grads 6 years ago. Derek is here with me in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
We're glad to be here.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Derek, why don't you introduce the other members of the group?
Absolutely. This is DNA here with Soulfej. To my right, which you can't tell on the radio, but is the lovely Miss Kelly Nicole.
Thank you very much.
And then we have Jonathan Gramling.
Also known as Catharsis.
Now, the others who are not on mics, we've got on bass Alex Staley, on drums the infamous Sticks Bones, on percussion Atado, visiting us all the way from Accra, Ghana. And then sitting to my left is Nadira X, who's going to bless the mic sooner than later, and she's representing Jamaica.
Okay, all right. So not your average college band rehearsing in the garage.
Yeah, we've done the garage thing, and then we're out in the parking lot at this point.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to move along. Derek, you were originally born in Ghana.
Yes.
Talk about how that connection influences the music and your life.
Well, you know, I was born in Ghana and I was raised in Brooklyn and in Saudi Arabia and in Qatar. I mean, every 4 years up until I was 20, I would move to a new country. And so I think I was never really caught up in orthodoxies. You know, people tell me that, oh, you're a young black male, you must be a hip hop artist, you must be a rapper. I was like, okay, I could be a rapper, but I can't learn to play guitar or bass or something. And basically, I tried to fuse styles that I grew up with to create a sound that was authentically me, what we call an Afropolitan sound, in that we are more than just one thing. We are truly Africans of the world, and that is what led to Soulfej.
And one of the songs you're best known for is your take on the classic African song, Sweet Mother. And for people who aren't familiar, let's hear a little bit of a version done by Nigerian artist Prince Nico Embarga.
Sweet mother, I no go forget you, for this summer way you suffer. Sweet mother, I no go forget you, for the suffer where you suffer for me. Yeah.
You can't see this, but there's like big smiles in the studio. Everybody's cracking up. Tell me, why is this song so important? Like, this is your mom's jam, right?
That song is a classic. I mean, that's the most popular song in the history of African music. The beauty of that song is it speaks to something that we all resonate with, which is the love of our mother. You know, African cultures have always had a certain kind of respect for the power of womanhood. And, you know, there are always issues as far as equity and things we can improve upon. But there has been this sense that woman is important and that mother is this huge manifestation of something that we respect and admire. So for him to create a song like that with such a sweet melody and a groovy beat, I mean, the whole continent resonated with it.
And you've brought a lean version of the band to fit into our modest studio here at NPR. But perhaps you can give us a little taste of how Soulfej approaches
Absolutely.
Sweet Mother.
We're going to give you a little taste of something we call Sweet Remix with a stripped down version of the band. And we'll start with the drums.
I give you
Arabia. 5 and 6 for the lyrical mix. Your DNA. Flip these scripts with an African twist. Mi mami ke mi kajo yek batashi mi. Ake ko grishi. Malu otu eke hambo no banu ni shikak benin. Lushi mi mami yi mi lele. E womi. Eke mi kapo nanadina. Look at me. Grow man a rock a cry and to trini. Still never met a woman as Stella Ashi. African queen. Natu mi so hen no wan be preja. But a legre ni sa for me. Mami lord have mercy. Local doctor boy to be bold. Black woman mi chasha mo adili den go. Mi say you know. The root is ready to keep it soul. Except no substitute your mother. Tipo that she call her banyan sapa. Wabo no ble. What kind of sample that took a while. She must learn to listen to ear. Then no man's army. No riches. No bacon. Take my love from my mama away.
See mother, I no go forget you. The way you suffer for me, oh. Sweet mother, oh, oh, sweet mother, oh, oh.
Mama gives us a food for the soul, but who dries the tears that the heart can hold? No. So let the sons and the daughters look home. Fight for Mama Africa and make her to stop, stop. Stop, stop. Stop, stop, and mama no cry no more. Sweet mother, I no go forget you. The way you suffer, where you suffer for me, oh. Sweet mother, oh, oh, oh. Sweet mother, oh, oh, oh.
Sweet mother,
mama gives us a cool for the soul, but who dries the tears that the heart can
I
want, you know.
So
let the sons and the daughters look home to fight for mama Africa, so mama no cry. Mama gives love like food for the soul, but who dries the tears that the heart can I hold, you know. So let the sons and the daughters look home to fight for mama Africa, so mama no cry. Mama gives love like food for the soul, but who dries the tears that the heart can I hold, you know. So let the sons and the daughters look home to fight for mama Africa, so mama no cry, no. Mama gives love like food for the soul, but who dries the tears that the heart can I hold, no, no. So let the sons and the daughters look home to fight for mama Africa, so mama no cry, no,
no, no, no, no, no.
That's wonderful. Thank you all. Derek, where does solfège come from?
So the name, it's kind of like a musician joke. Solfège is actually a way of teaching vocal music using the sol fa syllables. So do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's solfège. It's a French word, but we put a U in it because we got soul.
Yeah, a little bit of soul.
You've also organized the Sweet Mother Tour. Tell us about that.
So the concept of that was basically, well, you know, we love the idea of loving our mother who gave birth to us, but we wanted to think a little broader about our mother, Sweet Mother Africa, you know, our continent and the culture from which we were born. And so we thought, well, why don't we look at the way that Africa is treated in the media, which is typically very negative. I mean, it's death, destruction, warfare, genocide, poverty, starvation, corruption all day long. But for anyone who's ever actually been to the continent and not gone looking for those things, you would find so much more. So we said, well, as opposed to protest and complain about this, why not use our music and the power of popular culture to show people a different vision of Africa? And that's where SMT came from. And the basic concept of Sweet Mother Tour, SMT, is that we can use popular culture to empower youth first in Africa, and then we wound up expanding to youth around the world through the arts. And that was the genesis of something that we call Take Back the Mic.
I'm dying to know if you feel a very different reception when you're performing in West Africa as opposed to in the U.S. and cities around the U.S.
You know what is the funniest thing? Is like when we first started doing this, people would tell us like, yo, well, you can't go and play that African music. I mean, it's not going to fly in the Midwest, you know? And like, I remember we were doing like house parties in BU, right? In a basement that fits like maybe 100 people.
I just have to share with you, BU is not in the Midwest.
No. I'm going to get to the Midwest part.
Just making sure we got our geography straight.
No doubt. Well, we did a little test market. Test market at BU in Boston University. We had a little basement that could fit like 100 people. We had 175 kids in there jumping up and down, sweating, singing Sweet Mother. Next thing you know, we're getting invited to play in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Oshkosh, and Minneapolis. We got a little mini tour coming up in Minnesota again. So what we found is that the music, the groove, and the sentiment, the vibe, resonates with people on a human level. And whether we are in Ghana or in Jamaica or in Germany or in, you know,
Minnesota or Wisconsin.
Or Kankakee, people still resonate with the music.
Anybody else want to talk about why you wanted to do this work and be in this kind of a band? Because obviously, if you're a talented musician, you can do anything you want.
Absolutely. Right? Well, I mean, I'm humbled to be in this group because even just for me, it was a learning experience. I grew up in New Jersey, so I'm an American kid, grew up on American pop. But the first time that we got to go to Ghana and experience the sounds and the rhythms that were going on there, I knew that that was something that I really wanted to bring back to my peers and expose them to. So I'm humbled. And I know, like, one of the comments we got at our show was, you guys' music makes me want to just go to Africa. So I knew we were doing our job when I heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I grew up with hip-hop, amongst other things. You know, I grew up in Philadelphia and always lots and lots of music around me. And one of the things that was always amazing to me was that, you know, these hip-hop artists could come and have these ideas and they would come across on record and it would be linked with music and it would be such a powerful tool for communicating what you were thinking, what you were feeling at that time. And then something changed. And all of a sudden, the music didn't feel the same way, right? The imagery inside your head didn't look the same way. The imagery on the television certainly doesn't look the same way. And so we're on a mission to take back the mic, as Derek was saying, because we're artists who grew up with hip-hop too. It's our music, you know? So we have to take it back and say what we need to say, make that connection with people once again.
Derek, I've heard you talk about this, you speaking about taking back the mic, of how, and I want to get back to this question of what it's like when you perform in West Africa. But I've heard you talk about how painful it is when you go home and then you hear people using the N-word.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, because what happens is basically people at home, the only real knowledge and understanding and information they get about Western society is through the media. It's mm-hmm. television, it's music, it's movies. I remember having an interview with a kid who was a student, a DJ, but he was a student at the University of Ghana. And he was talking about how, you know, the Ghanaian artists, some of them are starting to say some things out a little bit slack, and he doesn't really feel like it's great because he respects, you know, 50 and Jay-Z and all of them. They're great. But, you know, in Ghana, we need more inspiration because, you know, in Africa, black people are poor, not like in America where they're like, you know, the wealthy. And I was like, wait, black people in America are the what? And he's like, well, we know that black people in America are like the upper class. I was like, what? And I start breaking down. Now, this is pre-Katrina. Katrina let people know a lot of stuff that they didn't expect. But prior to that time, a lot of kids growing up overseas look at the United States and they think it's all gravy. And then they look
at everybody's riding around everyone's riding on limousines, drinking Cristal out of the bottle.
Girls jumping out the box, trying to hang out with you at the club, you know. I mean, it happens on occasion. But still, for the most part, it's not quite like that. And what we realized is that because these kids saw that aspirational life, that thing they would love to be a part of, they wanted to try to emulate it. Mm-hmm. So next thing you know, they're using the N-word and Bs and this and that. And it's like, with no context, I started to realize that, you know, the poison that's seeding our communities here in the United States, this sort distorted representation of what is truly black culture, is starting to pervade the rest of the world, and that's a problem.
And you're saying what I'm hearing you say is you're hearing misperceptions on both sides of the both sides of the water. You know, people mm-hmm. in Africa have these images of Americans, particularly African Americans, that are all mm-hmm. out of whack, and you're saying you're hearing Americans which have these images of Africa that are all out of whack.
Oh, absolutely, and sure. That's part of what our job is. We're like, look, why forget the middleman? Let's speak directly to each other. Let's speak directly to each other and understand where you're coming from. You understand where I'm coming from.
All right, well, let's do that. Let's play another song. Right. And what are you going to play it for us?
So we're going to draw up one of our peoples because we do this Afro-diasporic thing. And my girl Nadira X, representing Kingston, Jamaica, is going to come and do a little something for us.
Reckless in many ways, on many days. No choice, it's not a passing phase. It's innate, it's in the blood that I bleed. The oxygen I breathe, I just love being free. I love being me, and it's plain to feel. I got a lot of passion in me. My heart's ripping through my chest. It's too much for my sleeve to rest. So yes, I accept. I'm gonna roll my sleeve up, and make a change today. I'm gonna need a re-up, re-up. Please send some love my way. I'm gonna roll my sleeve up, and make a change today. I'm gonna need a re-up, re-up, and send some love my way. Yeah. Now I can see the pain in your eyes, the way you disguise with a half-masked smile. If only I could touch your soul, then you could behold the whole world's not cold. Caught up in insecurities, the need to believe that what is can't be. Let's find the resolution without illusion, end all confusion. And you gotta roll your sleeve up, and make a change today. You're gonna need a re-up, so I'ma send some love your way. You gotta roll your sleeve up, and make a change today. You're gonna need a re-up, so I'ma send some love your way.
Your DNA. Yeah, rock the mic with no stress. Put kids to the test. Do more than cash checks. Spit thoughts that pierce your chest. Do that bulletproof vest. Lick shots, we now go rest. 12 gauge, Nadira X, like, whoa. Freedom could be nothing but restless. Got flow so sublime. Take a teacher to test this. We flexing. Best to check your heart for protection. Cause truth on the mic be the ultimate weapon. Ayo.
I'm gonna roll my sleeve up, and make a change today. I'm gonna need a re-up. Please send some love my way. I'm gonna roll my sleeve up, and make a change today. I'm gonna need a re-up, please send some love my way.
That was Nadira X singing Reckless with the group Soulfish. We'll hear more from the band in just a few minutes.